Paula Gouveia. Paula, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Paula's a pharmacist who started a company called Eden Life, which has had wonderful results with weight loss. And we're going to chat about weight loss tonight, and hopefully we'll be able to get Mr. Robert Whitehead, the infamous Mr. Haynes from Isidingo fame, on the line to tell us about his experience with your program. But before we get you to tell us a little bit more, I would just like to remind our listeners that any advice given on the show cannot replace a consultation with a trained healthcare practitioner. Listeners can SMS us questions on 41348 at a cost of R1.50 or email us on onair@mixfm.co.za. Paula, tell us a little bit more about you and how you came to establishing Eden Life.
And I was your typical overweight person. I had an A-type personality. I was always overcompensating for my weight. And basically, I excelled at school. I was head girl. I achieved my distinctions in matric, went to university, excelled at university. And when I graduated at university, I graduated with national honors, got awards for excellence in pharmacy practice. And all of that really just to cover up for the fact that I, deep down, I was really very unfulfilled and very unhappy because of my weight. And inside there was really a very devastated person who really wanted to come out and wanted to show the world that I was just like everyone else. But this was a front that I had to show everyone that I was untouchable. I was successful and I was happy. And I'll never forget, in a first year varsity at WITS, I started the WITS Fat Persons Association, and I headed it up. And our whole mission was to tell everyone that it's okay to be fat, and fat people are happy. But you know, nothing was further than the truth, because I was devastated inside.
Exactly.
Yeah. And anyway, so when I graduated as a pharmacist, I excelled, and but deep down, I was devastated. And all I really was doing constantly was going to the lab and mixing ingredients to try and lose weight. And I tried various concoctions of various different herbal products, running safety studies, running stability studies, and after many, many years and a lot of divine inspiration, I came across a combination that worked for me, and I started losing weight. And my friends noticed it, and I'll never forget, after the first 10 kilos or so fell off me, a friend of mine said, "Have you lost weight?" And I said, "Oh yes, Mark, you know, I've lost 10 kilos, and this is an awesome formulation." And he just rolled his eyes, and I said to my husband, "You know what? I'm not going to tell a single soul." The only person who knew was my husband, and he was in this with me and supported me all the way, and no one else. And for the rest of the weight loss journey, I kept it to myself. When I had completed losing weight, everyone noticed. I mean, I had lost 55 kilos in 8 months.
Wow, that's fast.
Everyone was asking me what I had done, and I started to share with people about the formulation, and my friends wanted it, so I started giving it to them. And then their friends wanted it, and their friends' friends wanted it. And eventually I was giving away the same product to everyone. And eventually one day my husband said to me, "Please stop giving away this product, because you're giving it away to so many people that you're going to run us into insolvency." So, and that's how Eden Life was birthed, really, purely out of my lemon becoming a lemonade. And really, and it really was an absolute joy for me to be helping so many people lose weight. It wasn't never a planned event. It was never a planned business. It was really just my lemon being turned into a lemonade for me, and then being given the opportunity to help so many other people do that for themselves. It was an absolute joy for me.
That's a great personal journey. I mean, I don't think anyone can believe somebody sitting in front of them telling them to lose weight, and they say, "No, that person has done the same journey."
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more.
Need to go. Yeah, that accounts for a lot.
Yeah, and you know, my whole life going to so many different sources for help, what used to frustrate me so much is I used to say to them, Do you have pictures of people who have lost weight? Because they'd say to you, you have to have 6 of this, 200 mils of this, 100 mils of this, and they'd say, oh, I can't do that. 2 nuts, 3 of these, oh my. And I'd say, so do you have a picture of anyone who's lost weight? And they'd say, no. And I'd say, because it's just the, before the days of editing, photography and all of that. And they'd say, no. And I'd say, so how can I listen to you? You've never been fat. You've always been a beautiful size 8. How can I possibly, you don't have a clue what I'm going through. And this used to constantly nag at me, you know. It was really a heartbreaking experience growing up, having to listen to so many people. And then, it's, you know, coming back for a weigh-in and you've really messed up and you've binged and you're a growing teenager and you come back and there's this beautiful woman and she's shouting at you. It's a devastating experience. And I really think that weight loss, in the area of weight loss, there really is absolutely no room for negative reinforcement. Mm. There's plenty of room for encouragement, positive reinforcement, but there is no room for criticism and negative reinforcement.
Mm. You were talking about, you know, all these diets, and the first question I know my patients always ask me is, just, you know, all this weighing and everything, it just doesn't work for me. Mm. Now, is your weight loss program a bit more practical for a modern lifestyle?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I really maintain, if you need to weigh your food, you really would have been born with a scale in your cheekbone. and honestly, if we were meant to be drinking milkshakes all day, we'd have a straw that we could pop out of our nose at any point in time. But the reality is that it's part of our social life to want to go out every so often. And I mean, some of us need to go out more than others. You mentioned Robert Whitehead. I mean, Robert had an exceptionally busy social life, and a number of our patients have exceptionally busy social lives. And, you know, it's not part of our schedule to be weighing and measuring our food. And then, you know, to be drinking strange different teas and eating 6 of these and 200 mils of that, it might work for a week or two, but the bottom line, is it sustainable?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if you can't, if what you're doing to lose weight is not something that you can do long term, you absolutely will not be able to sustain it. And then it's really not worth doing, because you will not maintain your weight loss.
That's what so many people do who are obese. They lose weight and then they pick it up. They do this white yo-yo thing, which we know is actually worse.
It's terrible. Oh, wow. That's exactly it. Mm. And the whole point of Eden Life is, while you are losing weight, it is teaching you how to maintain. You are learning tips and techniques about your body, because there is no one-size-fits-all for anyone.
Yes.
There are tips and techniques that you are learning about your body that teach you to maintain.
That's
and that is critically important.
That is very important, because people need to be able to maintain it.
Absolutely.
But we do know that obesity is linked with so many life-threatening diseases. I have a lot of patients who are overweight, but they don't actually realize the impact that it has on their health. Maybe you could just tell us a little bit more about the life-threatening diseases that are linked to diabetes. There I go.
Obesity. Thanks for that heads up there, Denise. Absolutely, Denise. There are many diseases that are associated with obesity. There are certain cardiovascular diseases, metabolic syndrome, lifestyle cancer, depression, diabetes. And the global expectations are that weight-related chronic disease will be one of the most significant healthcare problems of the 21st century. In fact, according to a study entitled The Effects of Obesity on Doctor-Diagnosed Chronic Diseases in South Africa, that was published in the Journal of Nutrition in 2012, the conclusion was that obesity has the potential to incur a large impact on the South African economy. And that is through the reduction of national output, especially in combination with HIV/AIDS. And the study further went on to say that because of the competing issues like unemployment and HIV/AIDS, obesity was completely neglected.
Sure.
And that's,
and obesity is a big problem in our country. Do you know what the obesity rate is?
Yeah, absolutely.
In South Africa.
Well, it has recently escalated dramatically. And we are on a par with America.
Sure.
So in 1998, 30% of the women in South Africa were overweight. And
how old I am, because that's the one I remember. 1998 one.
And at the moment, 50% of South African women are overweight. 50. Half of the South African women are overweight.
Wow.
In 1998, 9% of the men were overweight, and now 30% of the men are overweight. And that's very interesting. That is the highest jump in statistics, is the men. And I'd like to come back to, perhaps a bit later, as to why the men have actually jumped in obesity. Because there are a number of very good reasons for that. So perhaps we can come back to that. And the children are also quite bad. 10% of the children were overweight in 1998. And today, 20% of our children are overweight.
Mm. Yeah.
And the stats say that 8 million South Africans go on diets every year. But 95% of them regain the weight in 1 year.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Now, that is really, really scary. Yeah.
But, Paula, now, with your weight loss program, have you managed to actually turn around these lifestyle illnesses? Do you have, you know, clients that come to you, they lose the weight and they don't have diabetes, blood pressure, whatever, anymore?
Absolutely. This is a very, very common thing. And the one thing I say to patients is that you really need to work with your doctor while you are losing weight. And the whole point about weight loss is that it's a team effort. And team, the acronym for together, each achieves more. So the one thing that we have, I mean, I can relate to certain patients. If we just think of Alan Ford, the film producer.
Mm-hmm.
Alan came to us on the verge of developing type 2 diabetes. Alan lost 68 kilos, 78% body fat, and at the latest check, absolutely no trace of diabetes in his body.
You did say something about 2 meters of waist circumference.
Yes, 2 meters of centimeters. Over 200. 2 meters of centimeters.
Now, to me, that's a big number because that's more than I'm tall.
Yes. And in fact, another one, someone that you mentioned fairly, well, just a few minutes ago, was Robert Whitehead. Robert came to us, and Robert was on 2 different medications for his blood pressure. And he was being checked by his cardiologist, and his blood pressure was extremely high, so high, in fact, that it really worried me, and I was checking it every single time that he came for a weigh-in. We didn't, you know, I wasn't really going to make any promises about blood pressure, but from past experience, you know, it is obvious when you lose weight, your blood pressure does drop.
Down. Yeah.
And lo and behold, Robert's blood pressure steadily started to drop to the degree that at the moment Robert is not on any blood pressure medication whatsoever.
Mm.
And he's healthy and fit and strong. Mm.
I think though more it's even about quality of life, because I think people who are overweight do not feel well.
Exactly. No, they don't feel well. And then, you know, what tends to happen is they tend to go have high cholesterol. They're on high cholesterol medication.
And the medication doesn't make them feel well.
The medication has side effects.
Exactly. We're going to try to get hold of Robert Whitehead on the phone now. Robert Whitehead being the infamous Mr. Barker Haynes from Issy Bingo. But I think we'll go to a quick break while we try to set him up on the phone, and we'll be back with you in a short moment. So Denise Turan with Naturally Speaking, and tonight in a studio we have Paula Galveo and from Eden Life with her weight loss program. And we promised we're going to try to get hold of Mr. Robert Whitehead to tell us a little bit more about his experience with Paula's weight loss program, and we have managed to do that. Hi Robert, how are you?
Hi, good evening to you.
Good evening to you too. Thank you so much for being available to us.
Sure.
You've been with Paula, I think it's been a while since you've lost all the weight.
Yes, indeed. It's been nearly, well, a year and a half now.
A year and a half.
I would say, yes.
Great. And you've managed to keep the weight off.
Pretty much, yes.
Tell us a little bit more about what you actually did weigh and how the program worked for you.
Well, I weighed about 118, 19 kgs,
sure.
Which is sort of way, because I'm not a really big person, and so, but I knew I was in trouble, but I couldn't do anything about it, and I was approached by the production of Issy Bingo that I'm on, because clearly I think it was visible. that I was just, I just thought, oh, well, look, I'll just brand her out, you know. It's the only way I can compete with Marlon.
Were they having to get rid of clothes every time for you?
So via that, I was introduced to Paula, and I just said, yeah, I really do. I was desperate. And spending a year, it was a year to get me down.
Okay.
To, I lost about 30.
30 kgs.
Yeah, to get down to my real weight and to reintroduce myself, actually to myself, because I never suffered from that, you see.
Yeah.
I was always a very skinny, slight sort of person, except that my metabolism changed.
Yeah.
Later on in my life,
I know, ever so.
I never anticipated happening.
No, don't you?
And always thought I could adjust at will, which of course I couldn't.
Yeah.
And so it was actually, I'd kind of given up on it, and it was, and I found it, you know, with Paula, because of meeting regularly, in a very unpressurized way, but a necessary way. Of sharing and talking about it, and as I heard Paula saying, because you know, my own physician, Dr. Clawson, was also not particularly thrilled with my state of my being. You know, the progress that I made and the condition of my appalling blood pressure, cholesterol, all those absolutely typical pre-diabetic conditions that are, you know, I was like teetering on tipping over into.
And that all cleared up when you lost the weight?
It was just dramatic.
Yeah.
During the course of a year, I just lost slowly, without any pressure, and with these supplements that are just such a tremendous
help.
Help to one, without making you feel.
So do you think it's a very sustainable type of a weight loss program? It's easy to institute in a busy lifestyle.
Absolutely, yes, because it's just once you adjust to what you ought to eat, and with these rather remarkable supplements, which are not sort of chemical and awful, just enormously sort of strengthening. It makes it really very possible. And in fact, you know, once it starts happening, that's when you key in and your whole psyche and everything about it, you kick into it, and you enjoy it.
Yeah.
And you want it.
That's a great testimony. Paula, is there anything else you'd like to ask Mr. Whitehead before we...
Robert, I just clearly remember how the entire storyline of Isidingo had to be changed to reintroduce a new slim Barker Haynes to Isidingo.
I sort of, well, yes, the suited the storyline and the way I was going, they worked out very well. I ended up having to go off hunting for Kimberly and my childhood. Escaped my clutches and ended up in a Cambodian jail. guaranteed to lose weight there, I would think, yes.
I really hope that the weight loss program that Paula has is not that severe.
But, no, my experience is not anything like that, I'm glad to say.
Oh, that's good to know. Robert, thank you so much for your time.
Great pleasure. I must say, you know, it has really, it was a great gift to me on a transforming
experience.
Transforming time. It's been really, really
Yeah, I actually did go and I did Google pictures of you before and after. So I do know it was quite transforming. Thank you so much for your time.
Great pleasure.
Enjoy your evening.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
That was Robert Whitehead, the infamous Mr. Barker Haynes from Issy Dingo fame, was just giving us a bit of a testimony of how he experienced your weight loss program and equated it to being in a Cambodian jail. Paula, we keep on, when we're talking, a lot of emotional stuff. Also, when Robert was speaking now, emotional things coming up, that kind of stuff. How important are emotions in the whole weight issue? And is that the only cause? I mean, what other things make people pick up weight and cause obesity?
You know, Denise, there are many, many causes of obesity. And one can't look at just one aspect of it and think you've treated obesity. There are a number of different aspects, and whether it's hormonal, whether it's a biochemical, whether it's a neurotransmitter imbalance that's causing it, whether it's an emotional problem, one has to look at the whole being and treat or address each side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's simply a circumstantial problem that's causing the obesity, but one has to look at every single aspect and address every single aspect of it. So whether you're using cognitive restructuring, whether you're using neurolinguistic programming, whether you're using supplements to assist with correcting biochemistry, whichever one you're using, whether you're simply using eating plans to assist with correcting, assist with eating choices, whichever one you're using, they have to all work together. And you cannot look as an individual, as an isolated piece of an individual. You have to look at it as a whole. So when an individual comes to the Eden Life program, we start looking at them as a whole. And we start with assessing them from a biochemical point of view and a hormonal point of view with blood tests and together with their GP. And so what we find is we start looking at whether they have a problem with insulin resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that 90% of people who are overweight are insulin resistent. But again,
from a medical point of view, there's a lot of controversy. Is insulin resistance actually a real thing? Is it overweight that's causing the insulin resistance or vice versa? Do we have reliable levels to measure insulin?
Insulin resistance. Absolutely. Well, if one has to take a look at insulin resistance and then view it from a point of view of metabolic syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at it from the point of view of the HPA axis, the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal gland axis. So what we do is we view it from the point of view of if the fat cells are releasing certain tumor necrosis factor, interleukins.
Mm-hmm.
So if your fat cells are in an inflammatory state and are releasing inflammatory biochemicals, you've then gone into metabolic state, metabolic syndrome.
Okay.
And at that point, you definitely...
Your body will cling to the fat and basically...
Exactly. And your pituitary, your hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis is out of balance.
Okay.
And as soon as that is out of balance, the rest will all fall out of balance.
But it seems to me you guys look at the whole person. So you can't really say, okay, there's the diet, off you go, and that's going to work for you.
No, it doesn't work that way. When a patient comes in, there's a one-on-one consultation with a consultant where we work through that individual's problems. They sit down, we go through an entire history and work out the eating plan for that patient. We do the blood test and we assess that patient. Then they have follow-up consultations where we weigh and measure them every 2 weeks and go through consultations with them. In addition to that, there's constant neurolinguistic programming, cognitive restructuring, as I said, constant retraining, re-educating, retraining with regards to eating choices that takes place. And it's an ongoing process. And what you're learning while you're losing the weight is what will help you maintain your weight. That is a very important thing because, you know, we firmly maintain there is no point in losing the weight if you're not going to be able to maintain it. That's a totally futile exercise.
So what eating plan do you guys use?
Okay, predominantly we follow a moderately high protein plan because we find people that follow a high protein plan lower their insulin levels, and insulin is the hormone that causes fat storage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Lower the insulin levels and increase their glucagon levels. And glucagon is the fat-burning hormone.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they also increase their growth hormone levels, which allows them to look more youthful, allows them to firm up, increases lipolysis, fat burning.
Okay.
So that's predominantly what we follow. And we also prefer people to follow a carbo, or what we would call a leptin load once a week on the seventh day of their eating plan, which is a day where they do something completely different. And the reason for that is quite simple. When you're losing weight, your fat cells stop, well, they stop releasing leptin because they're busy losing weight. Your brain picks up that it's now losing weight and it thinks you're starving in the desert somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't know that you're on Eden Life losing weight. So it tries to protect you, and it does four things to protect you. It decreases your basal metabolic rate. It increases your appetite, increases your cortisol, and it shuts down your thyroid hormone. And this is what happens to people when they're on diet.
Okay.
So you'll know you lose weight, you get thinner, and then suddenly you get to plateau.
Yeah.
And what happens? Everyone gives up at the plateau.
Mm.
But if you just know what to do at that little plateau and push into the next level, you push right through.
Okay, so the idea is basically to keep the body from going into the starvation mode. So you
exactly, to fool the body into not recognizing the starvation mode, and you do that by leptin loading once a week. We leptin load. If you leptin load every week, you can actually keep your metabolism functioning like a 20-year-old. So that's the second thing. The third thing is we insist on a high vegetable intake, basically your green leafy vegetables, A, because of the antioxidants, keeps you healthy, and B, because of the negative calories. The other thing is, if you're eating a lot of protein, for every gram of protein that you have, you actually burn up 97% of those calories just to digest it.
Yes. Yeah.
Whereas if you have the carbohydrate, 75% of the carbohydrate is stored as fat.
Mm.
And if you have the fat, 97% of that is stored as fat. So that's very sort of wasteful. Whereas when you're eating the protein, your body really uses a lot of that to digest it.
Mm.
So a lot of the energy is used up in digestion, and you can really increase and boost your basal metabolic rate like that.
And you're actually fooling your brain to think that you're eating.
Exactly.
No, you are eating. I mean,
it's exactly as you said, because the other thing is when you're eating protein, you're releasing a lot of dopamine into the brain, and that tells you that you're full.
Yeah,
it's exactly that.
And when you say leptin loading, okay, as you call it, what do you mean by leptin loading? Is that carbohydrate loading? You have it there, carbs? You have it?
No, I really didn't want to give away all my trade secrets, but you really are pushing my No, I'm just pulling your leg. When we say leptin loading, we mean to do exactly the opposite of what you're doing. So what you would do, if you were following an eating plan which is moderately high in protein, you would then follow, on the seventh day, you would then follow an eating plan which is high in starch. So you would eat all your high glycemic index starches. So you would eat things like white bread, but very little fat. Absolutely, almost no fat. So 80% of your calorie intake would be from starch. And things like white bread and all of the sausage, all of that. Yes. Completely stop your body, change it, completely do a U-turn, and then carry on.
That's very interesting. We have Paula Galvao here from Eden Life talking about her diet that she does, which seems to be miraculous. This is Dr. Denise Tron with Naturally Speaking. We'll be back after the break. This is Dr. Denise Tron with Naturally Speaking, and tonight we have Paula Galvao from Eden Life. We just had an email, somebody asking me to just give a bit of a background because I just tuned in. Paula runs a weight loss program, patented weight loss program, that seems to be really, really doing very, very well. And we can't, of course, give away all the secrets, but there has been an SMS that's asked if Polly, if you can just expand on the mechanics of the medications that you use. Maybe you just want to give a little brief what you told me now.
Yes, certainly, Denise. Basically, we use predominantly Chinese herbs, and we use various combinations of Chinese herbs. And the whole thinking behind the way we mix our combinations is, if it's not worth patenting, it's not worth mixing. And really what I look for when I'm combining combinations of herbs is I look for synergy. So if A and B and C are combined, that they work a lot better than just mixing D, E, and F. So A, B, and C needs to work synergistically to create X, Y, and Z,
yes,
which is a lot more effective than just A, B, and C.
Yes,
it does make sense.
I get what you're saying, which of course you can't tell us because it's patented what the ingredients are and.
Well, you know, the products are registered products in South Africa, and they are all internationally patented.
Okay.
So, and really that's what we've spent 18 years of business doing, is patenting our products internationally, which is why as yet we haven't expanded. We are now on the brink of expanding and franchising through South Africa.
Okay. But you did say most people, all people are different, so you evaluate the person, you decide which group they fit into.
One-on-one. Absolutely.
And there are different products that they might be taking, but most people would fit into one major group.
Yes, and you know, it needs to be evaluated based on what medications and what other
comorbidities people have.
Exactly. Yeah.
Comorbidities and diabetes.
Period.
Paula, stress is an extremely big factor in weight problems. Maybe you just want to tell the listeners a bit more about stress and obesity.
Yes, stress is a huge factor. Things like psychological stress all play a role. If we consider emotional eating, when we're stressed, we have the adrenal glands, which are situated at the top of the kidneys, which release cortisol. And what that does is it stimulates something called neuropeptide Y. And the minute we have neuropeptide Y, that increases our craving, which causes us to eat. Now, there was an interesting study done on Zucker rats, which are the rats they use in the labs, and what they found is that if you gave Zucker rats a lot of neuropeptide Y, these rats would just eat and eat and eat until they eventually burst from eating.
Good Lord.
So,
I have got that before. That was Mother's Day.
Oh, I can understand. And in food addicts, what we find is that endorphins actually bind to receptors in the brain to cause a euphoria. And that's where the stress aspect comes in. We're looking for a euphoria to alleviate the stress. Now, one can find endorphins in milk, barley, wheat, and corn. So it's not necessary really to go for the chocolate. One can find the same endorphins in milk. And so on a program, one needs to find a program that you can have as much things like milk as you want. In fact, studies have found that if you're having a lot of fat-free milk, you lose weight a lot faster.
What do you do with people that can't have milk, that are dairy intolerant?
Soya milk.
Soya milk has the same type of effect.
And yogurt. If they are tolerant of yogurt, they can have that.
Oh, okay.
Definitely has the same effect. So, as you know, I'm sure the body has its three stress alarms, and that's corticotropin-releasing hormone, cortisol, and adrenaline. And what happens when those are released? When we have adrenaline, that in the old days it was used to cause the fight or flight syndrome, but nowadays we're really just chewing and chewing, and that's really what's making us gain the weight. And the problem is when we have the cortisol released is that it causes us our appetite to increase, and it also causes a tremendous water retention. And the cortisol causes a craving for really the simple carbohydrates, like the sweets and the sugar and that sort of thing. And those are carbohydrates that can be digested quickly, to be used in case there's a fight or flight situation. And what you find is that when people are stressed, they have a lot of excess fat in the abdominal region.
Mm.
And that is fat very close to the liver area. And we find that there is twice as many receptors for cortisol in the abdomen region, which is why you get this excess fat in the abdomen region, so that your body can mobilize that fat quickly to use for the flight or fight response.
Which they call the estrogen ring or the...
Exercise. And we find that chronic stress actually increases your insulin. So with chronic stress, you become more insulin resistant or more susceptible to metabolic syndrome and more susceptible to that estrogen ring. And what really helps if you are exposed to chronic stress is to eat diet rich in protein, which releases more glucagon and decreases the insulin release, and that so it doesn't react with that chronic tire.
Middle-aged bread. Talking of rich. Paula, you were talking right at the beginning of the program, being part of the Happy Club. What was it called? the club that you had when you were at university, the Happy Fat People's Club?
Yes.
The Happy Obese People's
Club? The Fat People's Club.
Which is just, creating a club like that just shows that generally overweight people are not happy. I think you wouldn't create a Happy Fat People's Club if you weren't happy. Do you think that in our society, people who are overweight do get discriminated against?
Most definitely, they get discriminated against in all sorts of ways. I mean, people who are overweight are discriminated against in court. There are studies that show that if you're at your goal weight, you're more likely to get a lighter sentence or to be found innocent. Slim children are often the favorite children, whereas the fat child will very often not be the favorite child. They will very often be punished more often. At school, the overweight child will very, very rarely be become prefect or be given an award. Things like landlords won't rent to overweight tenants. People won't employ overweight overweight employees. Universities are far more likely to accept students who are at goal weight than students who are overweight.
Sure, that's actually horrific.
Yeah, and you know, it's a funny thing that studies were done in the UK, and they said when young children look at other young children who are overweight, there's an entire allergic reaction that occurs in the body. The whole entire immune cycle is triggered, as if it would be triggered when it's reacting to a virus. So the body actually reacts to obesity.
It's extremely sad.
It's horrifically sad. But the body reacts to obesity in another person the way it would react to a virus. Now, whether that is conditioning or whether that is the body's reaction, one isn't sure. Mm. But that is exceptionally, exceptionally sad. Mm. And I can speak about that from first-hand experience. Mm. When I was overweight, when I was hugely overweight and obese, there were a lot of people who wouldn't even give me the time of day. A lot of my peers who wouldn't even talk to me.
Sure.
And yet when I lost weight, they were my best buddies.
Yeah. That's amazing. I think we're going to need to finish now, but I'm sure there are a lot of listeners that would like to know where they can get hold of you.
Yeah, with pleasure, Denise. The one thing I want to say is that for years, fat people have been discriminated against because of their apparent lack of willpower. And the truth is that willpower really has nothing to do with it. Being overweight is part of a biochemical imbalance which results in weight gain. If you're overweight, and irrespective of whether it's from insulin resistance, from leptin resistance, whether it's a hormonal imbalance, whether it's from stress or comfort eating, no matter what it is, it can be overcome. But you have to take the responsibility and take action. You have to call for help. Once you call, we will do the rest. We will be with you every step of the way. So listeners who are listening need to call, and they can contact us at Eden Life Weight Loss Clinic. That's 011-884-4973 or www.edenlifeclinic.com.
That's Paolo Galvao from Eden Life, and I'll just repeat that number, 011-884-4973 or www.edenlife.com. .co.za, is that correct?
Yes, EdenLifeClinic.com.
EdenLifeClinic.co.com.
.com.
Yes.
Got it.
.com. This is Dr. Denise Turan with Paula Galvao on Naturally Speaking, and I'll be back next week, same time, same place.
Thank you so much.
It's your radio station, and you have a right to have your say on Mix FM 93.8. So if you've got any comments about what you heard, or maybe you want to request a song, simply SMS Mix FM at 41348. That's 41348. SMS is charged at 1.50.